And now, Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
After your last breath on this earth, what will people remember? An exercise guru who died at age 97 left a legacy of towing 70 boats from the Los Angeles harbor to a cruise ship 1.5 miles away while he was handcuffed. Exercising our bodies is profitable but temporary. Spiritual exercise more so. Reading and praying are important disciplines. They're tested through service and sacrifice. That's when the handcuffs of disappointment go on. The sacrifice of fatigue sets in. The intensity of our spiritual life is on full display. Our body will die in spite of exercise. Our spiritual investment prepares us for heaven. Onlookers will see what's worth living for. This feature at widowconnection.com.